Fabrice, you had a great career, a great start in your career at Arsenal, and then to Birmingham, and they took to you quite quickly, the Blues fans. Very special relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that's a special place. You know, I think you can tell to any players, there is a stage in your career where you play for a football club, you feel this unbelievable connection you have with the fans, and I think Bruce, he gave me that opportunity at Blues, and I've enjoyed every moment, and I was just disappointed that we didn't help the club to get relegated, but I think it's a place that I enjoy playing, and I enjoyed every moment from the first game I played against Stoke City on a Sunday, and we won 2-0, I think, my first derby was against West Brom, who won 2-0 as well, so I enjoy it, and I think forever I always a bit blue nose, always.
You came up with from Arsenal with, I think, was it Seb Larsson?
Yes.
and a couple of others?
It was me, Seb, and Nicholas Bittner. And I think they were, Nicholas scored this first game. Mm-hmm. Seb's played, but I didn't play. I was kind of gutted that those two players, but I didn't play. And I think I was just patient, and Steve just reassured me that, you know, if you get the opportunity, make sure you take it. And I think once the opportunity came about, I grasped it with both hands, and I never looked back since then, really.
It's nice to know that you still care about the football club, and I'm sure the fans would be delighted to hear that. Do you get much chance to go back to the club?
Yeah, I've watched a couple of games, and I think with the new manager, Gary, and I think the football club is moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. After all the trouble outside the game, outside the pitch, I think the boat is kind of steady now, and then hopefully with a good start of the season, and I hope you can push on and just finish higher than they finished last season.
How are you now? I mean, you look in great shape. How are you now following the problems you had?
Physically, I'm okay. Obviously, I'm not allowed to do what I used to do. But physically, I feel I'm in good shape. And I got my degree 2 months ago, and I'm taking my UFAB license now. So I'm still young. I'm still trying to find my feet, where I feel comfortable. I'll be able to move on to do to different part in life. But for me, it's just about enjoying what I'm doing with the PFA, which has been fantastic, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity they've gave me.
Coaching, managing, is that on your radar?
I mean, why not? You know, and I think I've still got a lot to learn as a young man myself. And even though it seemed like I've been in the block for quite a long, but I'm still young anyway. Whatever the opportunity come about, and we'll see what it takes me.
I suppose I was just about to say, are you frustrated not being able to play? But then, of course, at that time, the other side of it, I suppose you're just glad to be around.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm not frustrated at all. I think I look at it, for me, just to even be here is just bigger than anything, really. Mm. So, and that's my bigger picture and how I look at things, and football can give you so many memory and so many ups and downs. And I said I lived most boys' dream in England, and most boys to live in England. Sure. In England is to be a footballer. And with my little talent that I had, and I made the most of it. I played at a professional level. I played in the Premier League. I played over 100 hot games. And then now, like, even though it finished in a way that I didn't want it to finish, but, you know, so be it. But it's just one of those things where I don't have any control of, but all I had control of is to go out and play football, which I did, and I'm going to move on with different things now.
We often talk about hard work and 100%. You were the epitome of putting everything in. You never came off the pitch with any more to give, did you?
I just knew that, you know, if I gave what I had in me, then the rest would take care of itself, you know. And I think that's with anything in life. If you give more, if you work hard, and the rest it will just follow through. And I think I showed them my first game for Blue when I tackled one of the guys, and I really went for it. I was like, yeah, I am. This is me now. So
won the fans over, you know.
I kind of, even though my shooting wasn't great, but I think I enjoy every single moment I walk in the pitch, and it's one of those things that it just installed in me from a very young age, just to work harder.
Yesterday, West Bromwich Albion donated a defibrillator to a football club where one of their young fans, 21 years of age, had a cardiac arrest and sadly passed away, one of their fans. So they provided a defibrillator for the football club. surely we're in this modern world, all clubs should have that facility now, shouldn't they? Junior clubs, senior clubs, they should all have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way fire extinguish is available in every place. I think the same way DFIB should be available. And I think that's a great suggestion from West Bromwich and Football Club to pass on the defibrillator, because the defibrillator has a massive impact on somebody who have a cardiac arrest and the impact of in terms of recovery, in terms of being able to not to suffer you know, mental issues and stuff like that. So I think for West Brom to put such a suggestion and to do that to a small football club, it speaks volume to the football club, and hopefully they can only use that their defib in difficult circumstances.
And finally, your family, all well?
Yeah, the kids are all well and good and keep me busy, but they're okay.
How many kids have you got now?
I've got two now. Two.
Are they boys, girls?
Two boys, and then I don't want them to play football.
You don't?
I don't want them to play football, no. I've suffered enough for them. I want them to do something that none of my family or any member of my family wear, so I want them to accomplish different things.
What's their names?
Matthew and Joshua.
Good luck with them and good luck with you.
Thank you.